We're going to bring Mark Haley into the program in just a second, Director of Training and Instruction at the First Source Bank Performance Center at Four Winds Field, because coming up Wednesday night at the facility, newly promoted Chicago Cubs bench coach Brandon Hyde, along with Notre Dame softball coach Deanna Gump, First Source Bank Performance Center's Ashley Burkhart and Mark Haley are all going to be there, and it's going to be a kickoff to the baseball and the softball season with this particular first pitch banquet. The doors open at 5:30 at the Performance Center, and it will get underway at 6:30. And Mark Haley is going to join us right now here on 96.1 FM WSBT. I'm sure we can mix in a little baseball conversation, but we want to focus on the banquet, which is coming up Wednesday night. Mark Haley, it's Darren. How are you this evening?
Darren, how you doing, buddy?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Coop's swinging it pretty good, I saw in there.
I noticed you've been looming around the facility when he's hitting, so, hey, we're open to any of your knowledge to help hit that ball a little better, because I don't know about this launch angle stuff that's going all across baseball, so whatever you tell me to do, I'm just going to do it.
Well, launch angle, you better be a big boy. And Coop may be, so it might be an issue. We'll talk about it.
Well, he's got size 11 shoes as a 12-year-old right now, so I think he might be on the bigger side. We'll have to see.
Dinosaur feet.
Oh, yeah, he'll be eating peanuts off your head in no time.
Gosh. Well, Hales, the first pitch banquet is coming up at the First Source Bank Performance Center at Four Winds Field Wednesday night at 5:30. Of course, this area filled with Chicago Cub fans, and you've got bench coach Brandon Hyde, who used to be the first base coach for Joe Madden, as one of the headliners at this particular event. And just a little background, do you know Brandon at all? Is there a background? Because, I mean, I feel like you know everybody in the game of baseball.
Well, you know, he was with the White Sox when I was.
There you go.
And he was coming up, and, you know, I saw him at spring training many a times. He was on our teams at spring training, and I really liked his intensity, very intelligent guy. I mean, and I'm really proud of him because he's done such a good job of, you know, walking through the Cubs situation and Cubs and staying with it and being very loyal to the Cubs, and he's deserved everything he's got. Just now seeing him being a bench coach, I'm really proud of him. So, and it's really exciting that he's going to join us at kicking off our first one really in the facility. So I'm excited about it.
Mark, the proceeds from this banquet that you guys are doing next week are going to benefit the South Bend Cubs Foundation. Can you just talk a little bit about what the foundation does?
Well, the foundation, I tell you what, we're targeting all kids. We're trying to provide an opportunity for every kid to be able to be the best baseball player they can and to have the opportunity to play. And especially, I think, kind of the unique part of the foundation is we're going into the South Bend schools and we're empowering the teachers, and we're teaming up with the teachers in regards to after-school programs, mentoring programs with atomic teaching. We've got all kinds of situations where we're going to actually sit in and create coaches' clubs, try to get teachers to be coaches, which, you know, they're the ultimate profession that has made commitment to the kids and their development. So it's a great fit, and it's a great team situation for us to team up with Dr. Spells and CB Gavin on getting with the South Bend Schools kids and making them part of our program and seeing the world that we're in regards to player development in baseball. So it's a great situation. It's a great way to raise money to provide for those kids and give them opportunity. And, we've got everywhere from the development of the eight-year-olds all the way up to the 18. And, you know, we're going to have some of the kids working and busting the table there so they get to do that. And, we're trying to put them in a situation where they get college scholarships. And we've got some really good ones coming through and kids that have really worked hard. You know, it's fun to sit there and try to figure out a way to kind of cut down on costs when everybody's trying to pay it more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The travel situation's really gotten out of hand to the point where it is a multi-billion-dollar business, and, you know, who's paying that is us as parents, you know. And it's too bad because there's some kids out there that are very athletic and could be great baseball players but never get that opportunity. And so, you know, we got a multi-million-dollar facility that's built for baseball, and we're going to open it up and share it and try to help have people help these kids that don't have those opportunities.
Mark Haley is the Director of Training and Instruction at the First Source Bank Performance Center. We're talking about the First Pitch Banquet coming up Wednesday night at the facility. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are still available. Contact the South Bend Cubs if you'd like to purchase tickets. Of course, former manager of the South Bend Silverhawks and former corrector of umpires from coast to coast.
So we're all that, though, right?
I missed the helmet slam, let me tell you. All right, Hales, you know, when I talk about the Performance Center during South Bend Cub games, I remind folks the name of the facility does not have baseball in it. And there's a reason, because softball is a huge part of the Performance Center. And in this banquet, I know softball coordinator Ashley Burkhart's going to be a part of the event, and Deanna Gump, the head coach of the Notre Dame softball team. So even though it's a baseball themed facility and it's at a baseball park, softball is a huge part of what goes on at the Performance Center. Can you discuss a little bit about how now softball is becoming a big part of that facility?
It is really big, and I tell you what, with Ashley being there, I tease people because I go, she's the best hitting coach in town. I go, we've got a lot of good ones, but she is real good and gets along with those girls. I mean, it's got them doing things that, you know, my jaw drops. I said some of the drills that she comes up with, her insight and her ability to communicate with parents and teachers, it's great. And what's unique about it is that Deanna Gumpf is the one that kind of recommended and says, you really need to talk to her and get her involved in our program there. And, you know, Deanna's really, really, I really appreciate her reaching out to the community. And, you know, there's a lot more that she wants to do. Deanna's got some great vision about the community, and we're going to be there to help her. And, you know, the girls are a lot of fun to work with. Boy, they get locked in, and I'm just excited to have them around and really build the softball part of it, with such great instructors that we have. And it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, you know, and to be honest with you, we cannot have a Riley situation where the softball program just drops in the middle of the year. We got to get the girls out there. We got to show them that, hey, you know, we're here to help you, and we're really interested in their future and their interest in the game. So, you know, everything we've got is going towards the girls in the softball, and that's why we brought in Ashley, and we've got Deanna, and, everybody else supporting the softball side of it because it's so important.
Mark, that Performance Center is one of the bigger changes over there at Four Winds Field, but there have been a lot of others as well in the time that you've been heading to work over there. What are some other things that stand out among the changes at Four Winds?
Well, I don't know if you've been over there lately. The building and the construction, what a nice environment. I mean, when you can now visualize how the condos and the retail spots underneath, how this little, it's a little community, and you can see how the flow that's been a lot of put into that. And, you know, we've changed the fun zone, and we've took out the cul-de-sac, so there's a nice area there. I mean, it's a small community, and it's exciting to watch because, you know, you can see the vision of a little mini Wrigleyville down in South Bend, you know, with the steps everywhere. So it is nice. And then, you know, we've got the field and how we've kind of changed things around. Actually, it's a nice place for me because I get to start walking around because, you know, I've grown a little bit since my days of managing. So you gotta get back down to playing shape or coaching shape.
Mark,
so it's nice to walk around the facility now.
No question. Mark Haley, Director of Training and Instruction at the First Source Bank Performance Center, our guest. Just a baseball question. It is January 11th, or actually January 12th, and there are still 7 or 8 high-end free agents that are unsigned in Major League Baseball. Now, I know the 2019 free agent class is going to be a whopper. I think McCutchen, Kershaw, Harper, just to name a few, Machado. So there might be some teams saving their pennies for next year. And you got Scott Boras, who is the super agent. He's got several of the top players in free agency, so he's going to wait until the very end. So I understand that's maybe why this has been a slow process in free agency. But I'm wondering, Hales, you're an old school baseball guy, and now we have a lot of the so-called nerds running baseball teams, the guys who look at all the numbers and they break it down. Now, they listen to the scouts, but they really get into all these numbers. So the OPS plus of this guy is 112 and his WAR is 2.3. Some people throw that in the waste can. Others live and die by it. I'm just wondering, do you think with the way analytics has taken over baseball, they have a way of assigning dollar figures to all these numbers, and a lot of these organizations aren't going to budge and overspend as much because now they have data to show them what each player is worth? I'm just wondering, do you think that's possibly at least a small reason why things are going so slow this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, after what, observing a lot of the mindset and like you said, you know, it's the sabermetrics and all the numbers and the number crunching. You know, baseball's changing, and, you know, some for the good, some not so good. But I understand it because of the investment. I mean, it's a big-time investment. The players are getting a lot more money. But as you can see, the truth be known, you watch A.J. Hinch, and I've known A.J. Hinch because I worked for A.J. when he was a farm director. And, you know, he's a big-time sabermetrics guy, but he also realized, and you could see it in the Astros organization, they were big-time sabermetrics, but when it came down to actually winning, having a guy be able to put the ball in play, having a guy be able to move runners, it became an issue. And, you know, having chemistry in the locker room and understanding that certain personalities, no matter what their numbers look like and what the sabermetric guys, this guy's going to help the next guy next to him, you know. And, you know, the chemistry and stuff and be able to execute day in and day out. Because the bottom line, when you talk about numbers, it's consistency. And, you know, we talk a lot of times because when I managed, you know, people talk, are you going to manage a sabermetrics way? I said, well, it's not an issue for me because I'm dealing with first-year full-season players mm-hmm. who aren't in the big leagues, and the only way they get to the big leagues is being consistent. So there's a lot of inconsistencies. So you can't use those numbers to run a ball game because there's no consistency like there is in the big leagues. You know, they haven't identified who they really are. And, you know, I'm really thinking that down the road you're going to see guys kind of, you know, use that a little bit, but the bottom line is still a human game, and there's still personality, there's still emotions. And mm-hmm. you can try to guess as much as you want, use the numbers as much as you want, but it's going to be, you know, who can motivate who. I mean, it's still, that's the way it is. I mean, there's stockholder situation, and the bottom line is, you know, yeah, it's performance-oriented game, and you know what you're going to do. But it's to me, they can do those numbers all day long and get as close as they think they should be, but it's going to come down to, you know, relationships and human quality and what kind of personality and what kind of, you know, how you make adjustments here and there. You know, we can talk about the shift too, how long that's going to work, you know. So I think there's a lot of fads that go on, but the bottom line, and that's what's beautiful about our game, we've been through this before where, you know, there's changes in strike zone, there's changes in, you know, and we adjust, and it's funny, the more you change, the more you go back to what really worked, you know. So I can talk all day on that.
I bet you could, and kind of along those lines, if you could change one or two things about the game right now, what would you change?
You know, we talk about the shift, and a lot of times, you know, it's funny because it puts poor kids and the poor players, you know, that they've got to make an adjustment the other way. And that's why I love Rizzo. I mean, he's 10, go ahead, I'll lay the butt down. It depends on how much, you know, and that's what we talked about. Until you keep doing it, they're going to keep shifting on, you know, and you know, that's something that, things that I would change. I'm an old school guy. I like, you know, the strike zone itself, the umpires. I want to keep everything the way it was. You know, the time clock, I laugh because everybody complains of how short the game is. I mean, how long the game is. We got to get under 3 hours. And I'm like, wait a minute, then the instant replay. You know, what are you going to do? That takes how much time are we sitting there going, now everybody's getting mad because we're going to the mound too much. And I'm going, wait a minute, we're spending 10 minutes on the teleprompters, you know. But, and I do like certain things about it, but, you know, the bottom line is let the game play and we'll take care of it ourselves, you know.
Mark Haley, I got to remind folks once again that the Performance Center is the site of the First Pitch Banquet. Again, the First Source Bank Performance Center, Wednesday night. Doors open at 5:30, and there is going to be a ballpark-style dinner included in the ticket price. And Hales, I guess, how many tickets are available? Do you have room for a couple of more? And how do they get the tickets?
Well, I tell you what, the tickets are going quick. We're going to have a lot of fun there. There'll be beverages there, and we're going to be able to sit around and have a bunch of baseball guys and softball. And that's, you know, that's going to be fun because I love sitting down with softball coaches talking hitting, and it's going to be really exciting. But, you know, you can get those tickets at the Performance Center. Just call in. You can also get them at the stadium there at the ticket office. You know, we're available. You know, we got the tables. You can buy tables. There's no special price. It's you know, $320 for the table, $40 for an individual ticket. Under 12 is $20. We've got a few left. We're filling up quick though because people are starting to find out that it's a pretty good gig, and we're excited about it. It's our first one at the facility, and it's going to be one of many. We're going to try to get that going, and we're going to all the baseball people and softball people will be there. So we look forward to it.
With Deanna Gumpf coming, if that other Gumpf comes, you better lock up the beverages over there because it might not be safe.
He can't run with me.
he'll give you a run for his money.
We're two California boys. Look out. And, you know, it's funny because Deanna's from California also. It goes back. I mean, Deanna was a California girl that played at Nebraska, and I was there at the same time. So,
oh, wow.
It's funny. And, yeah. So, yeah, I'll run him down. Don't worry.
Very good. Hales, good to catch up with you, and we look forward to seeing you at the Performance Center Wednesday night for this event. We encourage everybody to come out to kind of kickstart the baseball and the softball season in South Bend at the First Source Bank Performance Center Wednesday night.
Darren, Sean, thank you for everything. I appreciate all your support, and especially to our game. I mean, it's what we do, and it's what we love. So thanks, guys, for, you know, providing that for us.
We'll do this. Hey, we'll do this again soon.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Take care, Hales. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Mark Haley. He is the Director of Training and Instruction at the First Source Bank Performance Center at Four Winds Field. And the banquet is coming up Wednesday night. Doors open at 5:30. The event begins at 6:30. And we've got Brandon Hyde, Chicago Cubs bench coach, Notre Dame softball coach Deanna Gumpf. Mark Haley will be a part of the conversation. Hope you'll join us Wednesday night to kick off the baseball and the softball season in South Bend.